The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings, friends. Greetings and good morning from Mountain View, California, where it's cool and cloudy. Mountain View, California, on ceded Ohlone land. And greetings to all of you, whatever time zone you're in. Lovely to be joining you, each other, in this moment in time to practice meditation and share the Dharma. So always lovely to hear the greetings on chat as they're going, as they're being added one by one. So this week today we're exploring the mind's body. And we continue the exploration today, noticing how the perception of our body can be different. There's a different sense of the energy body, not just the perception of the body is different, but some shifts can happen energetically too, as we pay attention differently. So different ways of paying attention in the body, not just places to pay attention to the breath, as we discussed on Tuesday that was, but also the way we pay attention, or what quality we choose to attend to with our mind, can have impacts about on how we perceive and also what arises. Maybe also what's called energy channels in the body shifting and changing, and the perceptions. So without further ado, let's practice together, inviting you to arrive in your body in this moment in time, however the body is right now. Whether the body is feeling good, tired, agitated, peaceful, greeting the body with your mind just as it is, with openness, with kindness. And as we land and arrive, turning the attention, inviting the attention to receive the sensations of the body contacting the cushion and the floor. The lower part of the body. The sense of groundedness, contact with the earth. and releasing any tension or tightness in the upper body. Forehead, jaw, face. Neck, shoulders. Arms and hands. Let them be heavy and rest. Chest, upper back, lower back, abdomen. With the next out breath, releasing any tension, holding. Let awareness be curled up in the breath, in the abdomen. Comfortable, soothed. Nowhere to go, nothing to do right now. Then just sit and be breathed. Receiving the breath, awareness receiving the breath in the abdomen. Now, as we are paying attention to the breath in the abdomen in this moment, feeling grounded in the body, feet, sit bones, connected to the earth, see yourself. See the sense of uprightness that you're sitting with. It's not that you have to create it, it's already there, just bringing attention to it. as if there was a vertical axis, or rather bringing the tension to the vertical axis, connecting your head to the middle of your chest, your heart center, your abdomen, groin area, all the way down, down and up from the inside. The sense of verticality, uplift, both uplift energetically and also downwards direction, connection, connected to the earth, well-rootedness, as if you both have roots into the earth through this verticality. And connected to the heavens. Or the sky. Proverbial heavens, the sky. So that you can relax into this verticality. It holds you, it grounds you. There is a structure. So thoughts aren't fleeting here and there and everywhere, like getting whiplash. There is a sense of uprightness, connection to the earth and up to the sky. Through your heart center. Now letting sensations or awareness of sensations fill your body. Not just that the breath is moving up and down, but filling your whole body. On its own. Don't let it be effortful. As if your feet are breathing, your legs, your abdomen, your hands. Your back, your chest, your cheeks, the back of your head, sense of fullness of the body. Sitting and being breathed. Receiving the breath. The whole body bellowing with the breath. In and out, like a sphere, a round sphere. Expanding, contracting, bellowing. And what if the boundary of your body wasn't at your skin, didn't end there? But a few inches beyond your skin. It's porous, more space. Imagining this breath being breathed, received by the body. Bellowing further out into the space, sense of expansiveness. You don't have to push it out. Make sure you're not pushing it out effortfully. Just perceiving, oh yeah. There's more expansiveness than I realized. Look at that. Expansiveness all around. And then a few more inches. Further out. The breath in the mind's body, expansive. Received, pervading into space. Let yourself relax into the spaciousness. Relax into it. Spacious, easeful. All around the breath. Bellowing. And maybe at some point even the edges completely disappear. The edges of this orb. Orb of the body. The breath. Pervading expansively into space. Space all around. And along with the breath being breathed in, breathed out expansively, the edges of the orb disappearing, of the sphere disappearing. Can there be your kindness, your goodwill accompanying this expansive breath? Just shining naturally for yourself and all around. Relaxing into an expansive sphere of the breath intertwined with metta. And as we bring this sit to a close together, letting there be a spreading, an expansive, boundless expressing of our goodwill, our kindness, our metta. For all beings everywhere, including ourselves, intertwined with each breath. So that each breath, each moment of our life is intertwined with goodness, kindness, service, to benefit ourselves and the world. As best as we can offer. Trusting that we're doing our best. May all beings everywhere know their own goodness. Wake up to the goodness within and all around them, expansively. May all beings everywhere, including ourselves, be free.